Welcome to the Vital Life Podcast, dedicated to bringing you what you need to know to live your own vital life. I'm your host, Luke Longo, and together we're going to explore what it means to live a vital life, from advanced nutrition to spiritual development. We'll delve into the things that really matter in your life. With that said, let's get into it. All right, I'm gonna be talking to you about creatine. What is this man on? Talking about creatine? Okay, talking about creatine. Yeah, I'm talking about creatine. Why you should take creatine. Why I take creatine. What it does for your body. Okay. If you want to learn how your muscles become juicy, stay listening. Stay tuned. Okay. I'm gonna get into how your muscles can become juicy. If you want your brain to become like a machine running on rocket fuel, no, stick around. You want to know. Okay. Right now, what I want you to do is click the follow button, click this like, subscribe, do all the good stuff. Come on, support your boy, share the podcast. Someone's asking, well, why should I take creatine? I'm going to tell you why you should take creatine, okay? With all that being said, let's hop into the episode. All right, so why should you take creatine? Everyone's like, blah, 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 creatine makes you hold water. Creatine makes you fat. Creatine not good for you. Creatine bad for your kids. Creatine, just creatine. Creatine is the number one most studied sports nutrition-like supplement. It is the number one most, creatine monohydrate is the number one most studied supplement in sports nutrition, whatever you want to call it, athletic performance. All right, so what does creatine do? Creatine monohydrate. You consume it, you drink it, you eat it. It's in your food. It's a biological thing. You produce it without eating it. You animals produce it. You eat meat. It has creatine in it. Creatine monohydrate is something used as your body for a burst of energy. Okay, so what happens is creatine monohydrate, you dissolve it, you break it down your stomach, it gets into your blood. Then it gets into the cells, and the cells that it really goes to are going to be your muscle cells and actually your brain cells. So creatine makes its way through your blood into your cells. Your muscle cells are like, give me that shit. I need that. And so in your muscle cells, those cells absorb the creatine. Creatine gets in there and creatine makes its way. It does all its good stuff. And basically I could break it down a little bit more, but what it does is it serves as a storage of energy, okay? So creatine sits there, and it's like a battery pack, a reserve battery pack. And it's like a boom. It's not even like a battery. It's more of like an electrical charge that if you touch that doorknob, you're going to get shocked. But if you don't touch the doorknob, you don't know it's got electricity on it. But if you touch that shit, you're like, ow, you get shocked. And so that's kind of what creatine is, kind of how it works. It's like a reserve. It's not a long-lasting reserve. But it's like a quick kind of shock. Okay. So when you take creatine, your body does all its good stuff, makes it a reserve in your muscles. And there's a lot of other things that go around. So instead of just energy production, which is, it's great for, creatine also helps you store water inside your muscle tissue, inside your muscle cells. This water serves as water. It hydrates your muscles. It makes it easier for your muscles to work, makes it easier for your muscles to recover. It makes it easier for your muscles to grow because it stretches out the stuff around your muscle tissue. You think of your muscle as like a balloon that you blow into. You stretch the balloon out and the water kind of serves as the air. When you go to sleep at night, some of the water can leak out, but the balloon has already been stretched out. So you have these kind of cells. After you damage your muscle, you have the fibers, and there's these little muscle cells that sit on top that kind of crawl around your muscles. When you loosen that fascia, it makes it easier for those muscle cells to move because it's not as constrictive. It makes it easier for blood to get its way into there because it's not as tight. There's much more volume for your body to work with, okay? So that's the one of the benefits of the hydration of your muscles that creatine helps with. Creatine also helps with the energy. And so I'm going to come back to this right now. Creatine gives you that instantaneous boost of energy for like the 1, 2, 3 high intensity reps. So the first few reps of your workout usually are the easiest because that's your kind of type, your fast twitch and muscle fibers. That's what they like to call them. Majority of those like to store creatine. Majority of your muscle fibers store creatine, but those fast twitch have the metabolic machinery to make creatine more effective inside them. Sounds crazy. Just know that when you're working out and you start taking creatine, it takes a few weeks for it to build up. But what you'll notice is if you're benching 135 and it's kind of hard, you start taking creatine, you're going to be benching 135 like it's cake after about 2 or 3 weeks. Not just because you've been working out, but because those muscles, those chest muscles, they have adapted to the creatine. They have stored the creatine and you can now use the creatine because your metabolic machinery has adapted to the creatine. And so now you are just banging out 135 like it's cake. And that's what happens with creatine. You store the water, you store the energy. When you work out, you get to unleash rage, unleash it all. And you're just so much better at lifting weights in that short rep range. You know, that burst of energy is really good. And it's a really nice way to be able to maximize your workouts. Okay. So now I talked about creatine and why I think everyone should take creatine. Really, I think everyone should take creatine unless you're, okay, I can't say everyone because there's a lot of crazy people out there. Okay. Majority of people, if you're working out, if you're somewhat healthy, if you're healthy, take creatine. It's going to make you healthier. It's going to make your life a lot better because it does a lot for your brain too. Especially if you don't eat a lot of meat, take creatine. You're deficient in meat. You're kind of vegan, vegetarian. Okay. I get it. I'm not really for that, but if you want to do it, take creatine. It's going to make your life a lot better because you're going to be lacking that. Creatine for your brain acts again as a store of energy. When you put creatine in your brain, now your neurons and your brain cells are actually able to utilize energy that it wouldn't normally have because you have much more creatine to use. And so you build the metabolic machinery to be able to adapt to the creatine presence. And now you have neurons that have more energy and you're able to think more. You're able to use your brain more. You're able to understand more. You're able to learn more. A lot more stuff comes with that than a lot of people realize. And so taking creatine doesn't just make you a big jacked person. It makes you a big smart jacked person. If you want to be smart, okay? I bet you're like, that doesn't make any sense. I see a lot of people that are not intelligent. Well, it does improve your brain's metabolism and your ability for your brain to use different types of energy and your ability for your brain to store energy. And it helps. It does. It just helps. You're like, I want to know exactly. Well, I can't explain exactly what's happening, but sometimes you just gotta not. You know, it's a little in depth. Just a little bit. But basically, if you're not taking creatine, just go buy it. It's pretty cheap. Creatine monohydrate, I recommend. And just go start taking it. You know, start with a little bit. Start with about 5 grams. They usually give you a dose of scooper. Take that once a day in the morning. I would take it before you work out, to be honest. It helps move the creatine to your muscle. It helps when you're working out, you're drawing blood to your muscles. So if you take the creatine a little 30 minutes before to 20 minutes before you start working out, you're going to be drawing blood filled with creatine to your muscles. And that's going to help your muscles assimilate the creatine, take in the creatine, start to use it and create metabolic machinery for it and adapt to it. You can take it once before you work out, once at night. That'll really help your body start to handle the creatine, starts to know what it's used for and to really ramp up the assimilation process. Creatine is going to help you perform better in the gym. It's going to help you think better. It's going to help you overall with energy. It's going to do a lot of beneficial things for you. Creatine monohydrate is what I take personally every day, and I've been taking it for a while now. Something that I put in my pre-workout for a reason. Okay. So if you like this episode, share this with someone that needs to know what creatine does and take it from a molecular biologist himself, who is large, who works out a lot, and who's still shredded, and who's not holding a water weight in their face, because creatine doesn't do that. All right. Creatine doesn't hold water weight in your right underneath your skin. It holds water weight underneath your muscles or in your muscles. That's where creatine goes. Creatine doesn't just chill up in your face and hope that you use your face muscles while you're working out. It doesn't do that. Okay. So if you liked the episode, come on, give me a like, follow the Spotify podcast and Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Man, that is a tongue twister. Okay, like the video, go ahead and follow the Instagram at The Vital Life. Share this with someone and really help them out that needs to know what creatine is used for. With all that being said, go live your vital life. Thank you.